Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
And be a jukebox hero. Got stars in their eyes. With that one kazoo, they'll come alive. Come alive tonight. We're sure this is what Foreigner had in mind with their iconic song about becoming a rock legend. Join the Witches Three as they continue their tradition of Name That Tune for the musically impaired. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hi-dee-ho, witches. You are in for a treat. Welcome to another edition of the world-renowned podcast, Good Witch, Bad Witch. Across from me is my best friend, Bad Witch Lisa Brown.
Hi.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
And her beau, her fella, our partner in crime, the Man Witch.
That's right.
With two N's, yep. Daryl Brown.
Double N it up, Man Witch it in.
Welcome to a new year.
You are Shelley Majors.
Yes, also. Yeah, I just assumed you knew since I'm carrying this whole thing.
Yeah, good witch. Yeah,
I'm the good witch, you know.
She's our big boss.
Yes, yeah. I have a broken arm from patting myself on the back all the time. Just kidding. Guys, you know why it's a special treat? Is because we put zero thought into it, whatever. We're giving you a sequel. This is a trequel.
It's a trequel of a uno that we didn't think of about then. We put no thought into it then.
Yes.
And we didn't do it now.
We put no thought into it the second time.
And less thought now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there
we
you go.
We may have, we're not doing a jump the shark here.
No. So you diehards, you Patreons, you avid listeners, you are familiar with Jukebox Hero as we have done well over 200 episodes now. And it is one of our most famous ones because of its content is hilarious, but also it went completely different than how it was supposed to.
Yes.
Lisa or Daryl, do you guys want to kind of explain the origin of Jukebox Hero?
So it was my idea was to get kazoos or harmonicas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think we got harmonicas actually.
Harmonicas at the dollar store. Didn't try them out.
No.
They were still packaged.
And so we brought them down and what we did is we decided that each one of us would play on the harmonica that we didn't know how to play and also didn't know if they would play a song. We would all, and the other two would try to guess what song they were playing. Little did we know.
And it was Name That Tune.
Yes.
And before we get to the punchline, if I may, for those of you who aren't avid listeners, also, every single title of our episodes is the title of a published song.
Yes.
And that was Lisa's doing also. Thus, Jukebox Hero, Carry It Away.
Oh, yeah. And so we had our said harmonicas.
Our instruments.
Yes. That, you know, to be honest with you, even if they would have worked, I didn't know if they would have worked. But we went to blow in them, and I think that at least one of us may have had an aneurysm.
I think I almost passed out
because
we gave it a try.
We were blowing and sucking on those things so hard.
Yes.
And
it's a family show.
Was
easy.
Coming out of them.
No.
Music-wise or anything else.
Yes. I think mine might have had dust from an ancient civilization
Yes. Or just like from a Chinese manufacturing company.
Indeed.
Yeah,
yes.
Not
from
Chinese.
Away.
Yeah, maybe Chinese.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we decided then to improvise off the top of our heads. Shelley started pewing.
Mm-hmm.
I started meowing.
Pew,
meow, 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 meow. I don't know why. Daryl just tried to do whatever he could.
We used our bodies as an instrument.
Yes. And it became, I actually wanted to scrape the whole thing.
I was cringing.
I thought this is, because it was early on.
This is the stupidest thing ever.
Season. And we're in season five now.
Yeah. And I was like, no, let's not even listen to it. And I don't even know why, but we just decided to go with it.
Well, I got home.
Yeah.
And listen to, no.
No, because Brian
was our guy at the time.
Yeah. Brian Coe was our sound guy, not the tech witch.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
He didn't, I mean, we didn't really have the luxury of like listening to it before because Brian would just put it out, you know, the way it was and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we just waited for it to come out. And I remember sitting on the back porch and listening, and I thought I was going to die. And I did in laughter. Oh, it was actually really super funny.
It's a great episode.
Yeah. So it's one of the ones that we say, I wouldn't say that the production value is the best as far as us.
We were all new.
We were all new. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and there was a lot of. Funny too, because I tried to do a singing in the rain.
But you said dancing.
Dancing in the rain. So like, sorry, we didn't know your mashup there.
Yeah. So anyways, it was just a really, really funny one. So we decided now, so Shelley went over Christmas to the, what's
Five
it called?
Below.
Five, I was going to say Big Five, but that's not it. Five Below. She got us all kazoos in different colors.
They seem
colors.
Legit because they're tin.
They're metal.
They're aluminum, yeah.
Yeah, Daryl pointed out they have a bowl at the top. You can put other substances in.
You can smoke your weed with
it,
too.
We have not tried these yet.
Nope.
And we won't until we start.
Until it's time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so what we're going to do is now we're going to come back to you with the meat, which will be our songs, kazoo style.
Kazoo style. Anything could go wrong. Hey, I got to tell you, though, if you guys want to find that original one, go to our website, goodwitch-badwitch.com. There's a search bar. Just look for Jukebox Hero. You'll laugh your dick off.
Yes.
Already, okay. We'll be right back.
So he started rocking. Ain't never gonna stop. I gotta keep on rocking. Someday gonna make it to the top. He'll be a Jukebox Hero. He's a Jukebox Hero.
Here is the meat of our program, which stands for Musical Entertainment at Theaters.
Yes.
And we have our little kazoos. Mine is black. Shelley's is purple. Daryl's is blue. We weren't quite sure what side we're supposed to blow in or hum in, as the case may be, but we think it's the big one. So here we go. We always like to put the bigger one in our mouth. Shelley's going to go first.
Yes.
And she's going to do it, and we're going to try to guess what she...
We don't need to ring in, do we?
No. We'll just shout it.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, we each picked five songs to do kazoo style for the other people to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Elisa, are we keeping score?
No.
All right.
Yes.
It's just more fun when it gets cut.
All right, throat. I'll do it. Here, thank you.
Wow.
Is there a second
verse? Same as the first.
Come on, guys. I will give you a hint.
Okay.
And I'll do it again. I'm really good at this, first of all. This is a quality kazoo. This is a great instrument.
It actually sounds really good.
It's a quality kazoo. Mm-hmm. This song relates to last week's episode.
Yeah, if you blow in the other end, it doesn't do nothing.
Okay.
It's a small world after all? No.
Is it a David Bowie song?
He's out of breath.
It's a really good song, mate.
Wow.
My ear holes.
With my perfect pitch, I get that quite a bit. Okay. Do you need another clue, dummy?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah. This song was big in the 80s. And
is it Dancing in the Streets?
No. It is probably the only song that includes the word Vegemite.
Oh, Land Under. It's a tie.
It was a tie.
Yeah.
All right. We both get a point.
Okay, that was good, though. Okay.
Thank you.
Are you going to go next, or do you want me to go next?
You go.
I'm excited. I'm tuned up already.
Are you?
No, because look at me. I was going. Okay.
You were blowing in the small hole.
Mine don't.
You hum.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
hum.
Wait. All right. It sounds better this way.
Okay.
Okay.
The correct way?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Like mm-hmm. Sure. Call the doctor.
I sound like a metaphor.
You sound like nothing.
That's an under fart or whatever.
A thunder down under. Is yours broken?
No, he's broken.
Okay, let's do some humming. Just hum.
Just hum without it.
Yeah, hum without it.
Can I do this?
No.
No.
I just want to hear you hum. Now do it in that.
He sounds like Forrest Gump imitating his mom. We need clues. That you gave us nothing.
Okay. It was sung by an 80s icon.
Ozzy.
No.
Okay.
I'm not a good kazooer.
Not yet.
My mind's all foggy. Maybe I'm heating it up.
I don't know. Happy birthday to you. Are there notes in this song?
I can tell you that Eddie Van Halen played the guitar in the song.
Oh.
Oh, was it Billy Jean? It was a Michael Jackson song.
It was a Michael Jackson song.
It was?
Yeah, don't you sound
beat it?
It's beat it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now that we know what it is, you want to give that another word?
Why so low?
There it is. Now he's got it. By Joe.
I've never done it before.
I think we are training a kazoo master. That was good.
Feels good. Got to be up higher.
Nope. Okay, you guys have already guessed two of the songs on my list that weren't even
No.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
I know.
What are the chances?
You did. You had beat it?
No. Oh. I mean, like, you guessed it, that they weren't it.
Oh.
That's okay. Well, we don't know that we guessed.
Oh.
True.
All right.
Oh, God, I'm bleeding.
I did some extras just in case, but you can think of extras as we go along.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay, Lise.
Now I have to look at my list again. Oh, okay.
See?
She got cocky.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
It's harder than it looks.
Ozzy Osbourne. Crazy Train.
Yep.
Jolene and Crazy Train do sound the same.
Oh, my God.
Please don't take my train, even though you can.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
I need to wet my whistle. Wet my kazooer.
I need to practice. That was hard. It was harder than it was.
I see.
All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
Like a virgin.
Yes. Well done, Daryl.
Good job. Okay.
Well, that deletes my second song.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You guys can think of more. We've got time.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see here.
I think I might have done that one last time, in which case I apologize.
That's okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
I can't, bro. You got to stop that.
It sounds like Bugsy over there. Humming. There you go. Silent Night.
Yes, thank you.
But hum into the kazoo tray. You got it.
I was never good at giving hummers, I guess.
It's all for the best. You got it.
Good job.
I redeemed myself.
That was very well done.
Okay.
Okay.
We will rock you.
Good job.
Wow. That is a marriage made in kazoo heaven. That's impressive. That was so fast, I wasn't quite ready.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes. Inagana DeVita.
Nope.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
I know.
Could you imagine if somebody came in just right at that point
downstairs,
and nobody's talking? Oh. No, like we're listening to the show and they're like, what in God's green earth, awful.
What have I tuned into?
I've never heard anything so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's what they'll say. No, I still don't.
Okay, 80s metal band.
Oh, Too Young to Fall in Love, Motley Crue.
Yes.
Good job, Daryl.
Yeah, you know, well, good job, Shelley.
Good job, Shelley. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, do it.
Jesse's Girl.
No.
Oh.
Okay, we need a clue. What decade?
This was the 80s.
Okay.
And a lot of people sampled off of this song on other songs from this artist.
Bruce Springsteen?
No, he was a, I'm going to say he was a pop artist.
Vanilla Ice?
No.
Am I close?
You're getting in
under
that
pressure.
MC Hammer?
No, but
that kind of sample.
Kind of guy, yeah, kind of like that. I'm,
okay.
I think that
Big Butts.
No, I think Eddie Murphy sampled some.
Oh, Rick James.
Rick James.
Okay, okay. Do it again. We'll pick the song.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
He had one hit.
It's like you're whistling while you're eating crackers.
Can you do it Brick without House? The kazoo?
Brick House.
No.
You're a sexy motherfucker.
I've been kidnapped. Call my mom.
Super freak.
Super freak.
Oh, you're super freak.
Oh, I feel so sheepish.
So watch this.
Sing it.
She's super freaky. Yeah. Contention, son.
He has a point.
How come I can do the kazoo accent?
Because you turned it into My Girl Wants to Party all the time. Okay.
Kind of did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's because he sampled it off there.
Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday to you.
Yep.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Oh my God, this song isn't as happy.
It's, it's a sad one. Birthday.
A little bit.
Okay.
A kazoo might make a
better. I thought she shook her head like she was getting set up.
She's holding one of her ears like Mariah Carey.
See, okay. Mine doesn't. I think it's,
You think it's broken?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
You're broken.
Yeah.
But if you recognize this, you could come in. We can do a duet.
Okay.
Oh,
Wow.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I know.
It's sad.
You know what it is. You're just making me do it again. You
no, know. I don't
Lisa
know what it is.
Lisa has knowledge in her eyes.
No.
We used, okay, the original is from the 80s, and we used to spoof it by saying that there was a bunny harvestman spider on top of your head.
Fast cars.
Yes.
Oh, what is it? Fast cars.
Oh.
I got a tarantula on top of my head. I'm going to make a decision. And by the way, Tracy Chapman is the most talented, beautiful, best guitarist and awesome person that I ever knew.
Do you know her?
That I ever wish I knew.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Delta Dog. No, it was Delta Dog.
It sure was.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
I think you might need medical attention. Don't know what you got, Joe Scott. Sit around.
No. Purple Rain.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Delta Dawn.
Touch that bird. Think you got a
I got a little buzz on that.
Wow.
That was good.
That is a truly happily married couple.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't have made that in a million years.
I liked the arm.
I would like
that. Yes.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Here we go. Hold on.
All right.
Get those.
I like it. What's this? Double hold on.
This is, I changed the tempo.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Okay.
Like a flute.
Like a flout.
A flautist.
Stay alive!
See how good I
She's
am?
She's really good.
That was good.
Yes. So are we. That's a trio of really well-trained individuals. You just hit those notes perfectly.
Okay.
Can I see yours real quick?
Yeah.
Just to...
It's more in tune.
Hold on.
It's yours, but, oh.
me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all about right. Annoying. That's when you come in and be like, okay.
Okay, Shelly.
Wow.
Is this the last one?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. This isn't how it starts. This is a chorus.
Okay. This is what you get for falling in love?
No, nothing. Okay, I'll give you a hint.
No.
Okay.
You're like, please just stop. No, this person, I think they died last year, and they were beloved, and the song is about food.
On top of a spaghetti? No. She's gonna get the stumper.
It's very famous. It's probably their song. And they have a very large catalog of hits through the decades.
It's about food.
It is about food. A food in a happy place.
Didn't get happy.
I ran out of steam at the end.
I understand.
Is it a Beatles song?
No.
No.
This person is famous as a solo artist.
Oh.
And I think maybe as my finale. Can I do it with a pew? And then we'll do it together?
Yes, we
can do it together as a duet.
Okay, hold on. I think I got it.
Okay I'm going to start out. And then we'll get to the pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's right.
Oh,
I like mine with lettuce and tomatoes, French fried potatoes.
Nice
situation. You got it.
Good Lord.
Nice. Okay, mine is the last one for me. I got a little stage right now.
Yeah. Oh no, but I'm not looking at you. We're not looking.
Yeah.
All your songs sound like you're being taken for ransom. It's the duct tape song.
Do the
got it.
Can we have
it again? No, I got it. I got it. I like that. Is sounding familiar to me? Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Well, can we have a clue? Is it a female vocalist?
It's a male vocalist.
Male.
That narrows it down.
And it may just be a part of our new show.
Oh, It's My Life?
Yes!
Oh.
Wow, impressive.
I thought I'd throw that in there because I'd be like, this will be easy, but that was...
You stumped us.
It's now or never.
Blink twice.
That's it.
There it is.
I don't want to live. Okay, okay.
Well done.
Okay, I'm... I wanted to stump her. Might have been too easy.
You think?
Let's do something that's relevant for right now. No, that's not.
I fall to pieces. Patsy Cline.
Three times a woman. Oh, Titanic.
My heart would go on.
Yes.
You got me there.
That's okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't know. You both teamwork. Got it. Oh my gosh. Good job, guys.
Wow, that's harder than it looks.
That was really fun.
For my first time blowing on the old kazoo, I wasn't so great, but hey. At least they worked.
Yeah. Daryl and Lisa tied, and Shelley was very close behind.
Well,
so there you go.
I can see your
I think
your
we need to have
stars.
A tie-off. Yeah. Can you give us a tie-off?
A tie-off. Right. I'm good.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm good.
We'll be back with the Wichita.
Oh.
I have the hiccups.
Oh, no.
With all that air.
Yep. All right, guys, we're back with the Wow Witcha, or Witcha Wow.
Witcha Wow,
witcha
whatever.
Witcha Wow. Yeah.
Witcha Wow.
But, you know, we changed it up a little bit. So with this, you know, we kept with the Wow segment because it was such a good segment. But we kind of changed up so that everybody else could do a little bit different. You know, you don't have your own, you know.
Theme.
Genre. Yeah.
Yeah. So this week, I have animals. And I'm very excited about this one because it's two animals that intrigue me probably the most. And you don't know much about them as far as out in the wild. So do rhinos and elephants fight?
Ooh, great question. And if they did, who would win?
Right.
And if they shit in the woods, does anybody know? But it says here, rhinos and elephants are both in similarities in brute force and stamina. This means they will usually avoid confrontation with one another, although in some cases fights break out when either one is disturbed, provoked, or competing for food.
Oh, okay. I thought it was for bitches.
Yeah, hey, I like that gray bitch as much as you like her, but, and you're like, but you don't have a trunk. It's like, but I got a Nas, a big horn.
Got a Nas.
But yeah, mine was just short and simple. But yeah, you know, just kind of one of those things you just wonder, you know?
But they would never fight each other.
They don't, like, dude, you stay over there and I'll do me over here.
You do you.
I like that girl horny.
But
unless they see some food, they're like, I want some of that food.
Right. They're very much like people that way.
Yeah.
I've kicked Lisa's ass over a Twinkie before.
Oh, have you?
Yes. No, that's a joke. I've never kicked Lisa's ass in anything.
Nobody has.
I was just joking. Thank you for that, Daryl.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, my well of wisdom this week is stupid criminals.
Yes.
And this is from U.S. News. And here is the title.
You know, you looked at me when you went, this is from you. I'm like, it is?
No, from U.S.
You want to tell one of my stories?
This is from Daryl. This is from U.S. News. And the title is, Virginia man allegedly attempted to brazenly shoplift from Walmart during a shop with a cop event.
Come on.
I love these.
Oh. If only the real-life Grinch's brain could grow three sizes. A Virginia man was arrested after allegedly trying to steal more than $1,000 worth of items from Walmart right in front of a dozen of cops who were there in the store for a holiday event. A Chesterfield County Walmart was hosting its annual Shop with a Cop event, where local policemen partners with impoverished children to help them pick out gifts for the holidays on Sunday, when the would-be bandit struck. Nearly 50 police officers and sheriff's deputies were all around the store at the time of the attempted theft. And then it has a picture of the Neanderthal named Hector. I swear, I think he came from... I mean, I'm not one to, like person shame.
Yeah.
But you're an
judge
idiot.
Judge their appearance.
And your forehead's huge.
Oh, my God. So much forehead.
So much.
He's got a six head.
But the overwhelming presence of the law enforcement didn't deter 32-year-old Hector Velasquez Mandondonolo from trying to make off with nearly $1,400 of merchandise, according to the police. Security footage shows Mandondo trying to hide bulks of his items on his person as he attempted to leave the store, according to police. The officers were notified of the shopping. They're like, they called 911. They're all there.
Just look over your shoulder.
Just pick one.
Yeah, pick one. It's fine.
You're notified
of a shoplifting in progress at the very store they were all stationed at, and began scouring the floor for the suspect, who they quickly found. As we approached from different directions, he tried to escape out the back of the door when he was apprehended. I think he was stunned. And then there's a picture of a cute little county police officer high-fiving a young boy. And then it says, officers were dumbfounded when Maldonado had tried to commit the crime, even with the clear police presence all around the area. We had 30 to 40 marked patrol cars in the parking lot when we found his vehicle. It was facing where our cars were parked, so he would have had to see them, and it seemed like it just didn't matter to them. Maldonado is a repeat shoplifting offender, and had an active warrant out for his arrest for a failure to appear in a court, along with several open larceny cases in Chesterfield County, officials said. On top of his open cases, he is now facing a felony charge of grand larceny for his holiday heist. That is all.
That guy dumb.
He dumb.
You know, people with the last names with all the syllables and long, and maybe another from somewhere else, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And they're hard to say.
Yeah.
So the podcast that you and I both listened to, True Crime Obsessed, they was a bad guy in their last one. It's, I think it's a pillowcase murderer. Anyway, you know, they research a lot, and it's their full-time job, and they get paid very well, and yada, yada, yada. So they finally said the criminal's name. And they said, you know, Joseph or whatever it was, Shmurmur. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, no, that's really it. Shmurmur.
Shmurmur?
I'm like, oh, he's obviously Dutch. But Shmurmur? Like, instead, were your parents drunk? What the hell happened? Shmurmur.
You know.
That was fun.
Well, there's that.
I think one of the kids were up, but I heard Shmurmur.
You guys.
That's
dumb. For listening to. Oh no!
Can I do my part? Can I do it? Thanks for listening to their part. Now wow. Listen to my shit.
Jesus, Lisa.
Can we cut that part?
No, it's staying in. That's gold.
I want people to know how rude you are. Okay, so my witch a wow this week is music. For the musical show, I picked a musical.
Shelly is gritting her teeth right now.
Oh my gosh, be kind and be patient. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It's only the fifth day in.
The bad witch is doing her best.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay, so there is an article and a school called the Colorado Institute of Musical Instruments.
Okay.
It's like a techie school. So anyway, if you guys were curious, do you want to know from 1 to 10 what the most popular band instruments are for kids, for school-age kids?
Can we guess?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just guess number one.
I think it's the violin.
I think it's the piano.
Okay, you're both wrong.
Guitar.
That was fun.
No.
Kazoo!
Kazoo!
No. Okay, from 10 to 1, number 10 is the French horn. Nine is the piano or keyboard. 8 is guitar. 7 is violin. 6 is percussion and drums. 5 is the trombone. 4 is the trumpet. 3 is the saxophone. 2 is the clarinet. Number 1.
The flute.
I'm a flautist. So
Toll would be so happy.
You guys are lucky because I put the top 10 for adults also, actually the top 7.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very similar.
Okay.
However, but you imagine with little kids, you got to think about, you know, they might be in a family of 4.
True.
And there's all these after school activities. Mm-hmm. So money and portability.
Yeah, that's why
you're a flautist.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine doing the French horn?
Or the stand-up bass?
Yeah. Oh, bum, bum, bum,
yeah.
Bum, bum,
or the tuba.
French horn's really like this.
It's pretty round. Yeah, it's odd.
The tuba's bigger.
All the French horns I've seen are actually just like Christmas ornaments.
Okay.
No, but anyway, adults, do you guys want to guess?
Yes.
I've got the top 7. What do you think number 1 is for the adults?
Guitar.
Yeah.
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 We all want to be rock stars.
Okay, adult students, number 1 is guitar. 2 is drums, 3 is piano, 4 is violin, like Pa in Little House. Mm-hmm. It's super hot, the violin / fiddle. 5 is sax. 6, which wasn't in the kid list, also probably because of size, cello.
Oh.
Hey, cello.
Cello.
7 is a trumpet.
Okay.
Yeah, because little kids don't play taps. They don't. That's too sad. That was my first musical number on Witch a Wow.
Yay! Yeah.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to be here. I'd like to thank Prince for an influence. Yeah. Velvet Underground is a huge influence in my life.
Yeah, sure, Lou.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I forgot to add something to mine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please do.
This is a sad note, but it says, you know what the rhino's biggest enemy is?
The hippo.
The human being.
Yeah.
Oh, man, because they want their horn for the horny horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Isn't that crazy? We seen one at the flea market one time, remember? A rhino horn?
A real rhino?
Horn.
Rhino horn.
Oh.
And you can't sell them.
That's they're against law.
Did you call the fuzz?
We bought it.
Right
there behind you on the show.
It's your aphrodisiac.
You want to see it?
I wonder if there was a 3-way matchup with a rhino, an elephant, and a hippo, who would win? So I heard hippos are
really badass.
Really badass. I mean,
the cartel use hippos to protect their land.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they just let the hippos eat the people. It's kind of like pigs. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I just made that up, but
I believe it though. They don't like it.
No.
Wow, okay. I want a guard hippo for Christmas. All I want is a guard hippo for Christmas.
They bark?
That was pretty good.
I don't know what they do, but
it was a good sound effect.
Thank you.
So now I am going to wrap it up. This whole thing. Let's wrap it up. Thank you everyone again for listening to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. We were happy to be here. We hope you liked Jukebox Hero 3 as much as 1 and 2. We'll do 4 later.
There you go. Yeah, tell us what you think. So go to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook group. It's called the Good Witch, Bad Witch Facebook group. And you guys it's interactive. And everybody makes friends and they talk about stuff.
You know what would be amazing?
Yeah.
Is if everybody would go to the
Five Below store.
Yeah, Five Below and get themselves $1 kazoo and played something on and put the video on our page and let us guess.
Dude, we challenge you.
Yeah, why do we got to do all the work? You sing us a song. I want to be serenaded.
Yep. Perfect.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So interact on the Facebook group. What did you like? What didn't you like? Go to our website, goodwitch-bad-witch.com. badwitch.com. Go in the search bar, search all the old episodes. They're all really good. And they all have musical titles in the name.
And join Patreon so that you can see everybody laughing at each other and actually seeing the true.
Yeah, the Patreons get the, they get the uncut videos, those Patreons.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, I love you guys. I think you're super. That was really fun. This was a lot of fun. Ooh, also, in case you're new, we end it every week by saying stay classy. Nope.
Nope.
Not this time.
Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
No, must be the season of